Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. We punched up Fox News Live. And it makes no sense. We've been watching it for a while. It says police burning down the California bomb home. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, if they think there's a bomb in there, why would they burn it down instead of going in and defusing it or using a robot? Authorities have set fire to a suburban San Diego home. They say it was so packed with homemade explosives, they had no choice but to burn it to the ground. Okay. Who knows if that's even true now? I mean, they're burning the evidence down. Authorities are using... Blow that up for me. I can't read it across the room. Thanks. Again, I'm reading it off a telescreen across the room here. Authorities are using helicopters and air pollution sensors to monitor the controlled burn for potential health problems. The house was rented by an out-of-work software consultant who allegedly assembled an astonishing quantity of bomb-making material that included chemicals used by Middle Eastern suicide bombers. Investigators are still trying to understand his motivation. Authorities say the fire should be over within a few hours. Well, obviously it's a type of explosive they believe isn't going to blow up. But, I mean, will they show up at my house? That I guess I might have a bag of black cats and smoke bombs left over from 4th of July. I mean, are they going to... this is crazy. I mean, are they going to blow my house up and say, oh, there were bombs in there. We had to burn it up, though. You know, they did that to get rid of the witnesses that the government had staged the Madrid bombings, six, 7 years ago, when it came out that that was staged in the Spanish news. And so they just went and blew up the entire apartment building that the terrorists were supposedly in. Now, that's how you get rid of your witnesses. You just blow the whole building up. That is very suspicious, what you're seeing right there. How are they going to prosecute this supposed person in court? I mean, how do we know anything of the, I don't believe a word they say, especially the San Diego PD. Who knows? It might be true. It's just insane. Eight police officers seriously injured in battle with mob of anarchists, probably their own officers, outside Parliament as the MPs vote through the rise in student fees. We're going to come back with Lord Monckton here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about an amazing Christmas gift. I know that'll make those that are waging war against Christmas mad, but I will say it. Christmas, 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 Christmas. Continuing, RenewTech Solutions is offering the ultimate knife at the ultimate price, the Fox Karambit. It's an incredible knife. This amazing knife is a form-fitted and beveled to be the most comfortable knife ever held. The ring featured helps keep the knife secure in place and help prevent slipping and being disarmed. The immersion wave catch feature allows you to open it with one hand faster than a switchblade with no springs, so it's totally legal. Full one-year warranty and full seven-day trial money-back guarantee. Lastly, to the overwhelming response, RenewTech Solutions, major updates this past week of their site and are ready to handle all online orders. So go to their website, theultimateknife.com right now. With their new defense special pack only for the month of December for the ultimate close quarters combat knife. Look no further. Go to theultimateknife.com. The Fox Karambit. Okay, continuing here. MySolarBackup.com, super high quality. Solar panel, the control unit, the battery system, run your work shed, your campsite, or a room in your house, or get a bunch of them and run your whole house. A great system. Our listeners love these. It's MySolarBackup.com. That is the website, one word, mysolarbackup.com, or get a free information pack or ask questions at 877-327-0365. The government doesn't own the sun yet, ladies and gentlemen, and it's time to start doing whatever you can to be self-sufficient. Mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. Mysolarbackup.com. And don't forget, in the month of December, we do it every year, now for 7 years, you can get 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv or do a trial monthly membership, $5.95, and you get all the films, the books, the materials, everything is there online, and your purchase of the membership supports the transmission, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the headlines are everywhere. Record cold temperatures in Cancun for the Global Government Summit that Lord Christopher Monckton is attending and covering. And we're going to be going to him in just a moment from the Yucatan Peninsula in southern Mexico. Here's this week news reporting, irony alert, the unusually chilly global warming summit in Cancun, they're reporting record low temperatures. Areas of Europe are reporting the coldest temperature since the 1560s, the 1650s, 1670s. Mrs. Monckton, the wife of the third Viscount of Brinchley and Monckton, she can't get out of the house in Scotland for 14 days because they're snowed in. I talked to Paul Watson, who's over in England. It's just the coldest in his lifetime he's seen. Now, that doesn't mean the Earth is necessarily getting colder. Every time there's a hot summer, they say it means we're getting warmer. You have to go through long periods. You have to study it. There's always microclimates that are having extreme weather. But it does illustrate that we know in the last 15 years, the warming trend stopped and is now going down. We hope for a warming trend. We hope for more carbon dioxide. That's the science. And we've gone over that with Lord Monckton ad nauseum. His website, scienceandpublicpolicy.org, really is the preeminent site to really get the true research. But instead of going over just the background, I want to talk about what they're politically trying. They've shifted from saying the sky is falling, warming, to overpopulation. Ted Turner saying get rid of people. They've got TV ads running showing children being blown up by explosives if they don't agree to cut their carbon footprint. They're calling for eco-fascism and calling it fascism and saying green fascism is good, not about the environment. None of us who have children want a bad environment. It's about power grabs and collectivism. And Lord Monckton, to give us a rundown for the next 50 minutes, graciously just got to his hotel out of a storm there with the police escorting him. It sounded like a tornado or a tempest was going on around him. He's now gotten to cover. And we're going to talk to him via cell phone from Cancun, Mexico, with so much happening as a global freeze hits much of the planet. Good to have you, sir.
Well, it's very good to be with you, Alex. I'm now actually in the security center at the Cancun Conference Center. I finally managed to get in, and there was quite a wind blowing outside. It just about to rain. It's colder than it's been since we've been here. In fact, now 5 days they have had colder temperatures here in Cancun than have ever been recorded at this time of year since records began. So this is very exceptional. You've heard about my lovely wife, Lady Monckton. She is snowed up at home. The Central England temperature record showing the coldest first week of December since 1659. And you're quite right, Alex, to put in that cautionary note about how this doesn't mean there's no such thing as global warming or we can't be having an effect on the planet. What it does mean, and again you're quite right about this, is that the rate at which this global warming is supposed to be occurring simply isn't happening. And in fact, the truth of the matter is that in the last 15 years, as Professor Phil Jones of the University of East Anglia was recently compelled to admit when I got BBC to ask him a question about it, there has been no statistically significant global warming at all for 15 years. This is beginning to be longer period to be altogether ignored as simply a blip. It is beginning very much to look as though, exactly as the likes of me have been saying all along, we may get some warming, but it will be very slow and it will be very harmless. It's not going to be a problem. However, the delegates here in Cancun are exactly the usual kind of robotic crowd of enviro zombies that you would expect to find at these things. And they are going around saying the planet's doomed, as you have rightly pointed out. Ted Turner is beginning to say what we've got to have is a global one-child policy. And that dreadful movie made in the UK by one of these taxpayer-funded pressure groups showing children being blown up and their blood spattered over their classmates because they had not been willing to agree with their teacher that global warming was the worstest problem ever. That is the kind of hysteria that you always get when those who have been peddling a lie realize that they're not going to be able to get away with it for very much longer. And are you still there? And one delegate recently said to one of my colleagues here, he said, oh, yes. And of course, my colleague up there on the rostrum is talking about how terrible global warming is. Privately, there, he said, we know perfectly well that it isn't. But our government has told us to say this because it sees an advantage to itself against its taxpayers and against the people of the world in pretending that there is a problem. So there is a growing willingness on the part of some delegates here to admit that they personally don't believe a word of this nonsense. Of course, you have all the extremist groups here, the Marxists, the Greenies, and the two are virtually indistinguishable in the policies they advocate these days. They are all here in profusion. Every sort of weird organization. There are gender-sensitive women against climate change. There are people dressed up as polar bears. All this kind of stupidity goes on. But behind it all, Alex, I think there is a considerable change in tone. What is beginning to happen is, compared with the triumphalism of Copenhagen and Poznan and Bali the previous 3 years, the annual jamborees at taxpayers' expense all around the world at exotic locations, what we're getting here is a much more sullen, sober, even somber mood. People here are beginning to realize they aren't going to get away with this for very much longer. And so, contrary to the reports that you have seen in the newspapers about how nothing very much is going to happen here in Cancun, the bureaucracy, which is trying desperately to turn itself into a world government, having failed to do so when the world government treaty at Copenhagen was simply thrown out. Now they're trying to do it by stealth with a series of decisions at this conference, which the chairman of the conference, I've seen her note on this, thinks they're going to get away with, creating several hundred new bureaucracies, $100 billion per year from now and forever from the wealthy nations of the West to be paid to the new world government. And this will go up to 1.5% of GDP if one of the options on the paper is adopted, which it may well be, giving this new world government a permanent revenue, which will permanently grow as GDP grows. So we're looking at a really ambitious power grab by the nasty people who are behind this scare. And I'm quite worried they may yet get away with it. I think they are going to get away with most of what I've just described here. And once they've got it, it'll be like the EU. Give them the money and give them the power, and then they become unstoppable, and they'll get more money and more power until they run anything. And, of course, not one of these people is elected by us, the peoples of the world. It is all a dictatorship, which is gradually taking power from democratic nations and from the leaders and elected representatives of those nations and putting it into the hands of faithless bureaucrats who we cannot elect, cannot question, cannot hold to account, cannot remove, and cannot replace.
Okay, now going back in past years, they were arrogant, they were celebratory, they would you have these huge parties, they were the saviors of the earth. Now they're becoming a global laughingstock, but as you said, they're now burrowing down, realizing their time is short, everything that's invested in this, and they're trying to get it through. But last year, you were instrumental in helping distribute the Danish text, in analyzing it. The Third World learned that it would basically double the amount of taxes that they had to pay versus the West. It wasn't the freebie giveaway, that it was a death sentence to over a billion people cutting their energy. It's now admitted this is about shutting down industrialized societies. So how are they trying to ram this through? What is in the different texts that you've been able to see? Are there any secret treaties like last time? Give us the intel, Lord Monckton.
What they've done this time is they've done what one of the senior officials here, who also doesn't believe a word of this, as I say, there's a growing kind of rift in the loop now. You can see more and more people getting ready to jump ship as they see it going glug, glug, glug down beneath the waves. But one of them said, he said, what they're going for is an approach called apparent impenetrability. And what this means is that everything I've just described here, this extra money and the extra bureaucracies, they're all listed, they're all specified in the documents which are openly available and which nobody, including the delegates, actually reads. The note by the chair on the expected outcome of this conference, which is what I'm basing things on, because that's likely to be right. They've had several preliminary conferences, first in Bonn, then in Tianjin in China last month, to prepare for this one. So they pretty well all knew where they were going when they got here. So the chairman's note is a pretty good guide to what is actually going to happen. But get this, it's 33 pages long. It's written in the most obscurantist, obfuscatory, obnubilating style, which is enough to send anybody to sleep. But unless you know what the code words mean, you've never realized just how much of an expansion of centralized, undemocratic power this whole exercise is. For instance, let me give you an example. You wanted me to quote from these documents. They use a phrase called improving capacity building in the least developed and less well-developed countries. And you think, that sounds wonderful. So you go and you talk to a few of the UN officials who draw up this garbage, and you say, what does capacity building mean? And it's nothing to do with industrial capacity or economic capacity or the capacity to live a civilized life or educational capacity or health capacity. No, it's bureaucratic capacity. What capacity building means in these documents is that there are going to be vast bureaucracies established in these less developed countries which will come directly under the control of our new masters, the Secretariat of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. That's what capacity building means. It occurs all the way through the treaties. It sounds wonderful when you read it. You think, oh, wow, I'm really doing some good for the third world here. All we're doing is putting in bureaucracies to govern them.
Yeah, to rule them under the new neo-feudalism, the environmental iron fist. Stay with us, Lord Monckton. Back after this quick break.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
We're sending out an SOS against tyranny. Ted Turner, third biggest landowner in the world, behind the Queen of England and Dutch royalty. He owns 2 million acres in the U.S. He has 5 children. He has more than 20 aircraft, more than a dozen homes. He flies in on his private jet. and then lectures us we shouldn't take a hot shower, we shouldn't have more than one child, we shouldn't take a hot bath. People all over England, old people being cut off their gas allowance or having to ride around in buses to stay warm, the Guardian reports. But there's plenty of gas and power for all the rich people in the U.S. and England that stand to make money off the carbon tax. Lord Monckton, I heard that you've been trying to track down Mr. Eugenics, Mr. Green Himmler, Herr Ted Turner.
Yes, absolutely. The Graf von und zu Turner, he was attending a business conference at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel a couple of days ago here on the sandy strip at Cancun, and I gatecrashed the conference and went around it for a bit until eventually the organizers came along and chased me out. And they said, you're not allowed in here. The only people who are allowed into this conference are people who believe that global warming is the worstest possible problem ever in the world. And you're not allowed in. It was sort of baby talk they used. And I said, but I want to meet Mr. Turner. I'd like to issue a challenge to him. I'd like to provide some entertainment for the delegates here by having a one-to-one debate with him in front of them. Or is he going to run away and are you going to run away? He said, no, sir, you're going to run away. We don't want your sort here. So clearly, there is a reluctance on the part of Mr. Turner to face the amiable peer of the realm, Lord Monckton, on a debate about the climate. And why might that be? Well, I suspect it's the same reason, Ted Baby, as Al Baby, when I threatened to debate him. I sent a challenge to Al Gore. He also backed off. In fact, he's been backing off and running away for nearly 4 years now. So, Ted, if you're going to join the run, join the panic, join the escape, then you just avoid debating with me face-to-face. I'll debate with you, Ted Baby, anywhere in the world, on international television, and we'll take any format of debate that you like, as long as it's reasonably fair, and then you and I will go head-to-head, and we'll argue this thing out, and let's see who prevails. Now, Alex, what I would advise is whatever you do, don't hold your breath waiting for a reply from Ted Turner, any more than you would have done if you'd waited for a reply from Al Gore. I'm getting to run out of white feathers on my estate to send to these people who are backing out of this debate because they know perfectly well, just as the delegates here, many of them privately are now admitting they know perfectly well, that there is no global warming problem. It is simply a chimera. It is simply a device used by people who have other agendas which are extremely nasty. Here we are effectively trying to reinstall global fascism, having just got rid of it in Europe. Now here we are reinstalling global fascism in the name of saving the planet. And as you and I know, Alex, the planet was triumphantly saved 2,000 years ago, and it doesn't need to be saved again.
Expanding on that, James Cameron issued challenges to leading global warming skeptics, and then when leading one step forward, he chickened out. They will not debate it, and they know deep down it's an excuse to have a managed takeover economy. A lot of them are on record admitting that. What percentage of the higher-ups know it's a complete fraud? I mean, we know from their internal emails they know it's a fraud and that they've got to hide the truth, but, I mean, what percentage of them know it's a fraud, and then you've got the people in polar bear outfits running around. I mean, I see more and more of the camp followers realizing they were on some type of Jim Jones cult compound.
That's a very good description of this place. I must say it is a very curious religion. Let's start with your point about whether the higher-ups know what's really going on, that they know that there isn't a problem. Let me give you an example. At last year's Copenhagen conference, one of my colleagues here, Wolfgang Müller, from the German division of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, which I represent here at this conference, he was standing next to one of the two delegates, official delegates from Pakistan, which is one of the state parties to the convention. And the other delegate was up on the stage speaking about how terrible it all was. We were having floods, we were having droughts, and we were having this, and we were having that. It was all ghastly, and it was all because of our fault. And quietly, the other delegate said, he knows, and I know, that there's not a word of truth in any of that, and that the whole of this thing is just nonsense, but we've been told by our government to say it, and so that's what we have to say.
Lord Monckton, we've got to go to break, And that's just as well, because you just covered some key info. Your phone for the first time was breaking up. Let's perhaps reestablish the line or see if it clears up during the break. I want you to come back, because that takes us to the WikiLeaks cable, which the State Department admits is real, which you covered without having the secret documents, that the U.S. and England were in there twisting arms last year and promising people payoffs if they went along.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, its illusion will emerge.
I'm Alex Jones. Lord Christopher Monckton joins us. His website and organization is the leading think tank, really laying out the facts of this global takeover, and we are beginning to win battles and the war. ScienceandPublicPolicy.org. Our sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. We are fighting the prison planet that the collectivists and their elitist owners are. See, the ultra-rich, many of them are in a camp not liking free market. They want to use government to shut everybody else down because they can't compete. And Lord Monckton is fighting them and routing them to the ends of the earth, and they run from him in literal fear. I've seen video activists have shot. It is as if the mild-mannered Lord is Darth Vader or something, or a giant bucket of holy water to a vampire. Now, I have the London Guardian report here, Lord Monckton, where they admit, and the State Department admits this in his anger, they admit it's a real cable, that other governments were all freaked out by the threats, the bribes, the promises of money, the arm twisting. We see the United States at the center, along with Gordon Brown, the disgraced prime minister, former prime minister, spearheading this, trying to ram it through on people. And you knew that at the time, but now that's all come out. And that was mirroring what you were talking about, the Pakistani minister who's been promised money up there spewing all this, which the end of the world. Oh, my gosh, the West did it because they've been promised money. This is now confirmed. It just shows what incredible fraud this is.
The whole thing is nonsense, but let's be nice to the bedwetters. Let's make this Be Nice to Bedwetters Week, and let us pretend, just for the sake of argument, Alex, that in fact there is every bit as much of a global warming problem as the United Nations would like to imagine. It is, of course, imaginary, but it is. Let's just pretend, just for the sake of a game. All right. Now, we know that at this conference, they are going to try to bully the countries of the West, who are all too eager, most of them, to comply, to hand over $100 billion of Western taxpayers' money to the UN. Of course, the name of the game is this is supposed to go to third world countries to help them to adapt to the consequences of the terrible global warming that we in the West have caused by our emissions of carbon dioxide. But let's just pretend for a moment that they're right. $100 billion a year is $1 trillion, is $1 trillion every 10 years. Now, the thing is this. But in order to forestall just one Celsius degree of warming, if the U.S. government was right in its figures for how much the Waxman-Markey bill would cost, which had a fairly typical lot of range of measures like cap and trade and regulations on emissions and all that kind of thing, then you would need to spend $100 billion a year for 340 years in order to forestall just one Celsius degree of warming.
That Al Gore says is going to make all the coastal cities disappear within 7 years. So a 300-year solution to a seven-year problem.
That's right. And not only that, but if you wanted to forestall all 3.4 degrees Celsius, which is about 6 Fahrenheit, of warming, which the UN says might happen on the globe by 2100, in the next 100 years, then it would take you 1,000 years of spending $100 billion rate just to make that tiny amount of temperature change not happen. So there's a huge mismatch between what these people are trying to argue for here and what they could possibly achieve. And curiously, until I recently did these calculations, nobody anywhere in the world had sat down and worked out and said, okay, supposing we spend all this money, how much global warming will we actually forestall? It's all been done on the basis of if we spend the money, maybe it will make a contribution. Nobody has worked out that, in fact, it makes practically no difference at all. So even if there were a problem as big as these nitwits here think that there is, the fact is that all the spending that they are proposing to make, and it's critically expensive spending, would not make anything like enough difference even to begin to chip away at the problem. And this leads to the obvious conclusion that if there were to be any problems arising from warmer weather, and frankly, if you find any global warming, send us some in Scotland. My lovely wife could do it very badly. Then if there really were, what we would simply do is to say, look, we'd be better off adapting to the warmer weather and its consequences in a focused way as and only where and only when necessary, rather than squandering all these billions and trillions now on what is an entirely futile exercise.
Lord Monckton, you got cut off by the break earlier. You were trying to tell the story of the Pakistani minister telling you that the other Pakistani minister was just saying it because they've been promised money. That's now confirmed by the cables that this secret arm twisting was going on. Recap that, because your phone was breaking up at that time.
Yes, certainly. This, in fact, I think I mistakenly said this was in Copenhagen last year. In fact, it was Bonn this year, at which one of my colleagues, Wolfgang Müller, who is from the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, which I also belong to, it's an environmental group that believes in looking after the environment rather than worrying about global warming, and we're here under their aegis, he was sitting next to one of the two Pakistani delegates at the discussions in Bonn, which were leading up to this conference here in Cancun. And the other delegate was up on the platform speaking and saying, oh, it's all terrible, we're doomed unless we shut down the economies of the West, all this kind of rubbish. And his colleague was sitting, talking to Wolfgang Müller, not really realizing that we were on the other side of the face, and saying to me, no, actually, neither of us believe a word of this nonsense, but our government has told us to say it. And, of course, we've seen this time and time again before, governments being inveigled into changing their view and becoming alarmist. India has just decided it's going to change its view and start accepting compulsory caps on the amount of carbon dioxide it emits. And it's doing this, but almost certainly because somebody has offered it a very large sum of bribe to do that. We had it in Russia when the Russian Academy of Sciences got a report from Dr. Andrei Ilarionov, who was one of its key scientists in 2004, saying, look, we've had a conference at which we invited skeptics and we invited the British government to send its chief scientist to tell us why there was a problem. We had the skeptics as well. And the chief scientist, on realizing the skeptics were there, walked out. He couldn't answer our questions. So Ilarionov then made an impassioned speech saying that Sir David King, who was then the chief scientist, had let down the name of Britain, let down the name of Sir, and had certainly convinced him that there was no problem at all with global warming. Of course, King was trying to say the exact opposite. So then 6 months later, Tony Blair went to see Gaz Putin, the new Tsar of all the Russians at that time, and said to him, look, if you want to get entry into the World Trade Organization on highly favorable terms, we want you to shut Dr. Ilarionov and the Russian Academy of Sciences up, get them to change their view, and become a true believer in the new religion of global warming, because that way, all of us in the governing class can, and I'm going to use a rude word here, can screw the ordinary people of the world. And, of course, duly, Putin changed his mind, ordered the Russian Academy to do the same. And these are the very nasty little games that are being played. But, of course, the more they play these games, the more they get caught out. Because you know, the great thing about bureaucracies is that most of the people who are in these bureaucracies are actually good people. They're trying to do a decent job. They can see that the maniacs who are in charge of the asylum are dishonest and corrupt.
And so they then leak info.
One of them has the courage to stand up and say so. And that's how we get the WikiLeaks. That's how we get the ClimateGate emails. That's how we get these stories from the Pakistan minister. That's how I got Andrei Ilarionov to tell me personally what I've just told you.
Unbelievable. So you were told directly by the head of the Russian Academy of Sciences that this went on. That is a huge news story in and of itself, showing how they do this by hook and by crook. Now, shifting gears, we know these people love to play the part of savior of the earth. They're also control freaks. The White House science czar agrees with Ted Turner in writings that he wants to sterilize us with chemicals in the water and he wants one-child policies. He's also told the Associated Press in the first press conference he gave almost 2 years ago that he wants to geoengineer the planet to save us from environmental degradation. And we know Bill Gates, who's pushing this, has bought the patents for it. So another way they want to tax us is for the world having to pay them to, quote, save us from the global warming. Then they get to play the part of, like, Superman, savior of the world from Lex Luthor, the Boogeyman, Bizarro, and the rest of Superman's enemies. We have an Activist Post article. UN climate concern morphs into chemtrail glee club. And I've got all the different articles here where they're hopping around at the meeting trying to get rid of the UN treaty on geoengineering from decades ago. So what else? We cover the other official documents where they call for forced relocating populations. I mean, what types of bizarre craziness are you hearing from these people?
Well, of course, they are talking of forced relocations because of the imagined sea level rise, which also, incidentally, isn't happening. Sea level is rising at around 8 inches to 1 foot per century, as it has done, as best we can work it out, for the last century and a half. Before that, the records aren't too good. But we can tell from ice cores and geological records that over the last 11,400 years, sea level has risen by more than 400 feet. That's close to 4 feet per century. Now we're down to less than 1 foot per century. I'm not very terrified, are you? So, yes, they then propose all these monstrous geoengineering programs, putting giant umbrellas made of aluminum up between us and the sun in outer space, and every time a meteorite comes along, it punches a hole and tears the thing apart. They're thinking of putting more pollution back into the atmosphere because the pollution stops the sun getting through and cools down the planet. Just one problem with that. They had overestimated the amount of cooling caused by that kind of pollution, and the figures were corrected last year in a paper by Gunnar Myhre, which is about to yet again change all the science because it means that the warming effect of CO2, paradoxically, is a lot less than the UN had formerly thought. So we're getting all these people advocating more and more extreme, absurd, and above all expensive solutions, and also, of course, very immoral solutions. You know, the idea of saying to people, you can only have one child because we say so, is outrageous. What they should be doing, but of course they won't do because they don't want to share their riches, is to make the poor people of the world richer, because as populations become more prosperous and they come up above the poverty line, then their rate of breeding slows down all by itself. You don't have to have abortion. You don't have to have artificial contraception. You don't have to have Chinese soldiers with guns shooting one of the two twins if a mother is unlucky enough to have twins. None of that needs to happen. All you have to do is make people more prosperous. That's the kind of geoengineering that the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow is in favor of, and so is the Science and Public Policy Institute. We visited just yesterday a village only 10 miles from where I'm standing in the conference hall, and that village had no electricity, no sanitation, no water, no school until a Catholic charity came and gave it one, and no health care. They have absolutely nothing except each other. And the Mexican government is spending all this money on airy-fairy conferences while its own people are starving because they don't have basic amenities like electricity. That's the kind of geoengineering I want to see. Electricity for everyone. Clean water and safe sewage disposal for everyone.
Well, Lord Monckton,
health care for everyone. That's the kind of geoengineering I want to see, but you won't hear much of that among the lunatics at this conference here in Cancun. And I hope you're getting the flavor, Alex, that I'm becoming very angry at this unwillingness of the world's governing class to listen to the needs of ordinary people around the world. It's bad enough that they spit in the face of democracy and try and take it away. It's bad enough that our freedom and our money are being taken away, but that they also kick the poor in the teeth while pretending to help them. That seems to me to be something for which they ought to try for a very long time somewhere uncomfortable after this life is not in it.
Well, that was my next point. I mean, Ted Turner, all of them just write books, give speeches dripping with venom, hating the third world. But even the Royal Commission in 1949 in England found if the third world was industrialized, they would get a negative population growth, just like has happened in Japan, Italy, England, the United States. Not only does it stabilize, for every two adults, man and woman, they start having 1.3, 1.4 children, that the West is actually dying, and the UN admits the third world's going to stabilize 2020 at about 8,200,000,000. So they know by deindustrializing the first world, by freezing industrialization in the developing world, that it's a death sentence and it will hurt the environment. They don't care. They want to control everything. They are villains. Your comment.
Well, I'm afraid you're understating it, Alex. I don't often say this to you, but really, I am so angry with these people because of their utter lack of concern, lack of thought, and lack of the use of reason. What is it that differentiates us from all the other creatures in the visible creation? It is that we have the ability to use reason. And the entire governing class of the world, certainly that part of it which is assembled in large numbers here in Cancun, they are all as though they are in a lunatic asylum, as though they are simply totally unable to use their minds at all. And of course, this is because they know, increasingly they know, that this whole climate rubbish is nonsense. But what they're doing is they are exploiting it. They are profiting by it. They're making billions out of it. And they're making billions at our expense. And, worst of all, at the expense of the third world. They have no
concept. Stay there. Final segment. We're going to talk about how we stop these monsters.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they want our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah, there's a woman in the night starving to death. And it's well documented these carbon cuts of energy will kill over a million people in the next decade. We're going back to Lord Christopher Monckton to talk about how we stop these people. And hopefully in the next few weeks or after Christmas, we can get him on to talk about briefly the aftermath of this criminal consortium meeting down in Cancun. They're routed, but they're dangerous, and they're still taking over our societies at the local level. Before we go back to Lord Monckton, silver's way up, gold's way up. Midas Resources bought the silver and gold when it was lower. They're selling it to you when it's higher at the old low price. But Ted is running out of those silver dollars and silver half dollars and the francs and sovereigns at the lower price. You've got to tell them it's the radio special. I don't have time to get into all of it. Give them a call. Get into silver and gold today. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. My job's easy. I promote what I believe in. I've been telling you buy gold and silver for over a decade when silver was $5 an ounce, when gold was $260 an ounce. Did I steer you right? Get into silver and gold today. 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Alex Jones special to get the lower prices. The regular prices are great. We got about 4 minutes left, Lord Monckton, down there at the conference. Any other observations? How do we stop these people? What's the time frame on when we'll know if they were successful at this larcenous meeting?
Right. In the next 2 days, we should hear whether or not they've come to the agreement I expect them to come to, and I've outlined the main points of that. Huge expansion of bureaucracy, huge expansion of taxation of the West by the UN, huge growth in the secretariat of the UN Framework Convention, which now has its own army, it has its own troops, effectively. You see them now wherever you go, these UN security people who are pretty nasty types. They're all ex-mercenaries, as far as I can see. But, you know, this is growing into a kind of super state which exists wherever it decides to land and hold a conference. The way we stop it, I think, is by the U.S. and one or two other leading countries, once we have a Republican president again who starts taking interest in standing up for the U.S. rather than trying to destroy it. And I hope you'll forgive me if I say that about your president, but it is very sad to see what he's been doing.
Well, he's not our president. He's a total globalist miscreant, but go ahead.
Well, so what I'm saying is I think that what we now need to do is for America needs to leave the U.N., leave the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, leave the IPCC on the ground that they are all fraudulent, corrupt, and unduly expensive, and that American taxpayers can no longer be trusted can no longer have the money taken from them and the UN be trusted to spend it. I think we've got to take that all away, leave it. We've got to found a new organization called the United Democracies, in which only democratic countries will be allowed to participate, and the only people who will be allowed to speak for various nations at the United Democracies and its meetings will be people whom we, the people of the democratic world, have elected to represent us. Because one of the big dangers, Alex, as the supranational organizations like this grim, secretive secretariat of the UN Framework Convention, the danger is not one of these supranational, cross-border, powerful, ever better funded organizations is democratically elected. So every time we pass power from us to them, we're passing power from elected hands to unelected hands. That must stop. Article 1, Section 1 of your Constitution gives all legislative power to the elected Congress. Nobody else can make laws or impose taxes on America except those that America elect. Let that be the rule at international level as well.
Absolutely, Lord Monckton.
No more taxation without representation. No more legislation without representation.
You've been very gracious. Hopefully you can join us right before Christmas, in the aftermath or after Christmas or in the new year, to let us know what happened. We're blessed to have you there. And I really appreciate you spending time with us. Good luck down there. Be safe.
Real pleasure, and God bless America.
All right. God bless you. Back live tomorrow with Rand Paul.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.